I wanted to begin today's homily with the responsorial psalm that has such a beautiful message. My soul thirsts for you, my God. And that thirst that we all have for God is something I've been seeing a lot of recently. This morning, there was quite a long line for confession. For the 2 hours last night, the 2 hours this morning, we were pretty busy. And one of the joyous things I've been able to do the last few months is to bring the Eucharist to the homebound. A lot of our parishioners who are advanced in age and aren't able to come to be with us, we've been bringing the Eucharist and anointing of the sick. And I just love seeing their eyes open wide when I enter the room with the Eucharist. Like, there's this true desire and thirst in their hearts. All of us have that thirst. In the liturgical year, we're almost at the end of what we would call our liturgical year calendar. It begins anew every first Sunday of Advent. So just a few weeks away, it will start over. And the church at the end of the liturgical cycle asks us to reflect on these passages that talk about Jesus' second coming. And the message over and over is, be awake, be alert, be vigilant, be watchful. You know not the day or the hour when Jesus will come. From a very theological standpoint, you can say Jesus came historically the first time in the cave in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And we know that someday he's going to come again. As St. Paul says, it's kind of wild what St. Paul says. He says, when Jesus comes again, he'll come on the clouds, and we will be whisked up into the clouds and in the air meet Jesus and begin the wedding feast. Right? We kind of read it, but if you really think about it and kind of imagine it happening, it's just pretty wild what we Christians believe. But we know he's coming again. But those are the first and the last coming of Jesus, but there's a coming of Jesus that happens each and every day in the here and now. What a gift as Catholics to come to a Sunday Mass where we know the Eucharist, Jesus will be present here with us. Sometimes Jesus' coming each and every day can catch us by surprise. A very beautiful secret of the spiritual life for your faith to become alive is to learn to see Jesus in a lot of the hidden, surprising ways that every day he's with us. I promised last week I would tell you a story, so I have one. Beautiful story from December of 2017. Jesus surprised me. I was in Port-au-Prince, there in Haiti. And it was very close to Christmas. It was the 22nd or 23rd of December. And I was there preparing some projects. I had a lot going on. We were in the middle of building a school and in the middle of digging a well out in the countryside. And I just had a lot of things on my mind. And it's Saturday morning, early, I get up, and when I'm in Haiti, I'm the chaplain for the Missionaries of Charity. So they always like to get up early and say their prayers and have Mass early. So that meant an early morning for me as well. So I was up around 6 or so. And I'm walking through the streets of Port-au-Prince, just picture a very dusty and the roads that are still somewhat destroyed because of the earthquakes and the natural disasters. And you just kind of wander through the rubble to get from one place to the next. The sisters have a big compound. And there in Haiti, if you have anything of value, you need to protect it with big walls and barbed wire. It's just part of the life down there. And so they have a large compound. Inside, there's their home where the sisters live, the chapel. And then in the back corner, they have the orphanage where the little children are. That morning, I made my way. I opened up that big, it's a big iron gate. You kind of have to swing open, and I walk inside, and I said Mass Saturday morning. But I was quite busy, so right after Mass, I quickly just left the chapel, and I'm going out into the street. I opened up that big gate again, and I'm shutting it behind me, and somehow, whether it was an intuition or a light or a nudge from God, something told me I needed to go back in and go visit the little children. I had no reason to do that, and I had a lot of other things to do, but something just told me, swing by, you need to go to see the children. So I went back inside, opened up that big door, shut it again, and I went to the back corner where the orphanage was, and as soon as I opened the door and stepped in, Sister Annie Frances met me there, and she, her eyes went wide, and she said to me, "Father, thank you for coming. I was hoping a priest would stop by." Right. Sister Annie Frances is a tough woman from Brazil. She'd been there for a long time, kind of a no-nonsense woman. And she said, "Father, I need you to baptize 3 children. They arrived on Wednesday, and they're all very sick." And so this was a Saturday morning, and so I'd been here for 3 days, so I knew what to do. We had done this many times before. A lot of the children are just dropped off, and there's a good chance they won't make it. And so baptism is always one of the first things we do. So I pulled out my my bottle of water. I made some holy water, kind of a priest superpower, you know. Went to the cribs, and 2 girls and a boy. And a lot of times their names in Haitian, since they're sort of scribbled on a little wristband by the Haitian lady who takes them in, it's not always legible. And so I often just give them names of saints. I pick some of my favorite saints. So I baptized the first girl, Saint Therese, little Therese. I baptized the next girl, Faustina. And Joseph was the last. I baptized a little boy who was, of all of them, the most sick and who wasn't doing very well. Again, there's nothing to do. There's no place to take them. This is the best we can offer them. So I baptized little Joseph. He was off in his own little room there where there was an oxygen tank and they had some oxygen for him. After the baptism, I just took off immediately. Had to go back to work. Well, the next morning, it was a Sunday, and I had the same mass for the sisters, and I walk in, I open up that big gate again, and I come in from the street, I walk into their chapel, and in the sacristy, Sister Annie Frances is waiting for me. And when the missionaries of charity want to tell you something very serious or important, it's always in the sacristy. That's just how they do it. So I knew something was up. And Sister Annie Frances told me, with a look, it's a strange experience. She told me, as soon as I left, within minutes, Joseph passed away. And she said it with a look of sadness, but also with a look of joy in some way. Right? It's kind of the funny strangeness of Haiti. It was both sad, but also joyful. So we offered the mass for those children, for little Joseph. And as I was walking home from the sisters through the streets, it just started to dawn on me what had really happened. It wasn't just a coincidence that I happened to be there on the Saturday, that I was distracted and somehow thought I should go to the orphanage, but I did. And Joseph, in that little room, there was an empty chair by the crib. I can see Jesus having been there since Wednesday, waiting Thursday, waiting Friday, knowing that there'd be this distracted priest who'd wander by on Saturday, who'd end up baptizing Joseph. And Jesus didn't want to wait a second longer. After the baptism, he took Joseph home. And as I was walking back to my place, I was realizing Jesus was not only with Joseph, but he was also waiting for me. Not that I was anything special, but Jesus, in a sense, knew my schedule, knew where I would be on that Saturday morning. And I just thought to myself, I almost shut the door and didn't go back. I almost didn't go up to the children's home to meet Sister Annie Frances. There's so many times in our lives we almost just shut the door and Jesus is waiting for us. He's just around the corner. He wants to surprise us in some way. And it's those hidden, secret ways that each and every day we can find Christ. Whether you find him in your family, in your spouse, in your children, in your parents, or in the workplace, Jesus wants to meet us every day, each and every day. And all that we're asked of, to be ready for his second coming, to have our lamps lit, like the gospel says, to keep the oil in our lamps, is to live our life full of love and charity. That's what it means to have a lamp that's lit. That's what it means to have the wedding garment, to be ready for when Jesus comes. It's simply a question of making that decision each and every day to live your life for others and not just for yourself. So I invite you this week, as we are preparing for the end of the liturgical season, for the feast of Christ the King, right? Let us ask for that grace to have our eyes opened, to see the hidden, beautiful ways Jesus is all around us. And Jesus loves, truly loves, when we open our hearts in prayer so that our eyes can truly see as he sees. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.